This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Not too much. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's dark now, but give it 20 minutes. Holidays at Disney. Wonder is this hour's code word. Wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. Take the word wonder and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll have a chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. Four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is wonder.
Not to confuse you, a totally other text machine has this to say. 510 wrote in, "Hi guys, Kasia here in Petaluma."
Hey Kasia.
"My daughter is Calliope, but her birthday isn't until January. There's another Calliope out there."
I got another Calliope?
650 says, "Thank you. You made Calliope's day." Inez in Palo Alto, not Kasia. Wow.
That's crazy. Well, Calliope, what a name.
There's two of you out there.
Do you call her Callie? Just, or do you always say Calliope?
I don't know. I don't know what the...
Shortens to Cal.
Hey, Cal. I'm sure she'll text back.
Yes, please tell us how to shorten that up.
And we'll get lots of kids' birthdays coming in.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that.
Well, we'll start ignoring those. I mean,
start doing shout outs.
You can only do one a day or two.
Right.
The most.
But if you're lucky and you're the first one to get it in here, Vinny Bites, nice guy. He's like, "Yeah, I wish your kid a happy birthday. No problem."
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. All right. So I did the Disney thing. Let us begin. First off, Survivor. Did you watch Survivor last night? I know you can watch it early.
No, I was,
okay. Absolutely,
I was
not happening.
Really in over my head yesterday.
Well, I expect you'll probably be really in over your head again today. However, today's the day. If you're going to watch it, tomorrow morning we'll talk about it. You watching a little Survivor? You're in this season, right?
It's 100% in, and I'll watch it tonight.
All right, great. So, and it's not, honestly, it's not too late. I don't know how deep in we are, but this...
I want to say that the next episode or tonight's episode is episode 6.
Oh, plenty of, and they catch you right up on it. Like, so if you want to jump in and enjoy the show with us, we have a few people who text in every week, and are you going to talk about Survivor? And, you know, we like the show. I like the show. All right, so Survivor, that's on tonight. That's on last night. I'm going to watch it today, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. That's what we're up against over here, the whole 6:30 bedtime.
Catch it on demand.
Yeah, right. So it's on the Paramount app, which, by the way, if I could bitch for a second, there's a lot of shows I love about I love on CBS. So I pay full price, no ads, for Paramount Plus, or whatever the hell the thing's called. And for years now, I've been watching all my stuff on demand, all the Big Brother stuff, all the Survivor stuff, all of I think the Daily Show's on there. And I think that, and definitely the Colbert Show, the Colbert Report
Beavis
is on
my
there.
Head.
Sure. I don't care about that though. Lately, just recently, like I'm talking last week, they suddenly changed it, so now I can't watch the Colbert Show without... In fact, I can't even use that app to get to it without ads. Now there's a CBS app, and that's where... I'm so pissed off about it because I'm paying them for their content. I'm already paying you. I don't want to watch your stupid ads. Damn it. I'm wondering if anyone else is as pissed off as I am about this because I watch those shows every day. Like, I watch Colbert every day.
Well, that's like Prime now. Same thing. I pay for it. I pay for no commercials. But they still make you watch a commercial
right
at the beginning of everything.
Yeah. Sometimes you can skip it. But now I got to find the remote, you know? I just put it down because I was going to watch the show.
That's 1 minute out of my life. Right. Gone.
I don't like it. Well, the thing is, you're paying for it. I'm paying for no ads, and now you're telling me I can't even watch my show? I can't even watch like older episodes? It's making me very angry.
You know, the other day I was driving into work and I thought to myself, this driving thing's really on my nerves. When are they just going to, everything is going to just get easy enough that I don't have to do this anymore?
While we're bitching. And you're like, well, yeah, I mean, God. Feels good to just get it off your chest.
Driving.
I know.
I got to make turns. I got to pay attention. I can't take a bite of my food.
It's got to hurt
you.
Because
I got to steer.
I got to say that, you know, you move there of your own free will,
mm-hmm.
and you love it there, and you guys seem super happy. And then when the pandemic happened, you got 3 hours put back into your day.
I was very spoiled by it. You are correct.
And I'm saying, as hard as it is for me, I would love to work from home. I really would. It was great. I thought we did fine from home. There's plenty of reasons why we're not doing that anymore, but for me, I'm like, okay, well, it's a 23-minute drive in the morning, and I can, and I'm so annoyed by that I can't even imagine if it was over an hour.
Well, the thing that struck me as funny is that we have become so freaking spoiled mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. the access and the ease of everything that your frustration, while not wrong, it's yours and you're allowed to have it. It's funny that
it's such a dumb little
non-problem. There you are going, I can't believe they moved. But in reality, all these companies are they're just trying to keep up with the pace that technology is moving at. And I'm sure they went, the Paramount app isn't the CBS app. And we should, like, you know, they probably went, you know how we can make more money.
Have them buy two apps. Have them pay for no ads on two apps.
Eventually, it will backfire because we're all going to get sick of the app
right.
overload.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And listen, I also watch Seth Meyers on the Peacock app. So I'll watch a few things on the Peacock app. And I'm going to, if they start doing this, I'm going to stop watching all those shows. Like, I am not going to pay for yet another app to watch it. You know, all I want from Colbert, I love him too. I would hate to give him up, but I'm feeling like maybe this is the hill I die on and they don't even care. But it just makes me so angry that all of a sudden, just like that, suddenly I'm like, why can't I just play this off the same thing I've been playing it off of for the last couple of years? Anyway, I'm so mad. Okay, so Survivor, I'll be watching that on the Paramount app tonight. Because I'm going to keep that.
Circling it all back.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
This is astounding to me. I believe that Liam Payne died 1 week ago yesterday.
Okay.
And tonight on Hulu, the ABC News special, Liam Payne's Final Days, is on. I got to say, fine. People are hungry for this. You're striking while the iron's hot, but I cannot believe the turnaround. So my suspicion is this is going to be like a reporter voiceover with some stock footage of him performing with One Direction, him performing without One Direction, and photos that are going to Ken Burns style up your TV from the crime scene. No crime was committed. Poor guy fell off. He was having some drug issues and went off the balcony. But it's just so crazy. Like, the turnaround on that is outrageous. Liam Payne's is called One Direction. Liam Payne's Final Days.
Mm. Well.
Today.
If when that happened, if I didn't have, you know, this job and do a million stories, look at a million stories each day. If you said, Vinny, who is Liam Payne?
Right.
I would have guessed a footballer and then a basketballer and then a baseball. Like, I have no idea why that person's famous until you would say One Direction. And then I would go, right. Oh, okay. He's a boy bander.
But even then, like, listen, I know that there are rabid One Direction fans out there.
I do
everybody,
too.
You know, they love them and mm-hmm. they know everything about all these guys. And somebody, you know, picked Liam Payne out as their favorite and was just in love with him. I swear to you, I felt like I'd never seen the guy before. When I'm like, oh, one of the guys from One Direction? I'm like, I don't recognize that name. And I look, I know all the other guys.
I do
hits
too.
From
that's
all
what
other
I'm
guys.
Saying. I know Harry. I know Niall.
Yeah.
But
Louis
that one.
Tomlinson, Zayn. Is that the guy's name, Zayn?
Yeah.
And then this, I was like, this guy? I looked at him and went, I don't even recognize him.
So anyway, I agree, though. There are probably lots of younger people out there who love this guy, love his band, love his solo albums. And cool. So there's a show on tonight that gets to the bottom of this.
Right. They're saying it's, let's see, it's streaming now, I think. It says Thursday, October 24th. You know how those things go. Like, the minute it's the 24th, that thing drops. One Direction, Liam Payne's Final Days, led by Nightline co-anchor Juju Chang. You familiar with her?
No.
I'm frankly, Juju sounds like a lady's name, because I'm not familiar with her either. So that's the pronoun I'm using, pardon me. It features new interviews with those close to Liam Payne.
It is, in fact, a lady.
Okay, phew.
Yeah.
Including a former X Factor contestant named Mary Byrne, who describes what it was like living with Payne and his One Direction bandmates while filming the show in 2010, their enduring friendship. Additional interviews include a social psychologist, some One Direction fans, and a bunch of different contributors. It's a whole thing. They're basically saying drugs, a trash hotel room, and a deadly fall. How One Direction's Liam Payne tragically died. The boy band said, this is exactly what they need to do. If you want ratings, turn it around. You got a week. Mm. We all want to drop this next Thursday. Make it so. They do say things like, when someone dies, they've got a role ready to go, especially for someone. The older a star gets, the more likely there is to be the thing that they can roll. In fact, sometimes they roll those things by accident. You know, people have to get online and say, I'm not dead. It's been grossly exaggerated.
Should we be working on yours and Vinny's at this point?
What am I hearing?
Me.
I think it's me.
Oh.
I did it, yeah. Some video is playing.
So anyway, do you guys want, should we get rolls ready for you?
No.
No? Not yet?
Oh, yeah, no, you should get one for me. I could die any minute. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for it, though. You know, I want you guys to know I love you. I need to be square with all the people in my life that I love. That's the most important thing, really. You know, make sure that you tell those people and tell them, you know, what the passwords are, where to find the paperwork and that kind of thing. Oh. My kids love it. They're like, oh, yeah, great. We are having the death talk again. Thanks, Mom, because I love this. Like, well, you need to know. Go get me another drink, honey. I'll tell you everything. Man, it is good to be a Kardashian. Like, I get that I don't need to tell you that you've seen enough of the Kardashians that you're like, wow, it looks pretty effing good to be them. The Kardashians, and of course their kids, the whole group of them too, by the way, it was just as a giant photo of the whole group. They had a special Wicked screening / pajama party with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, like, at their house. And it's so funny because in the story, they say Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo throw a party for them. They showed up, didn't throw the party. Mm. But the whole thing is like, it was their idea and they did this. This is actually brilliant partnering. The Kardashians, between all of them, they have a billion followers on every platform. And they are putting these pictures up to their billion followers on every platform. Like, this is, if you can get... And they all look really happy to do it, too. Like, they're there with all their kids. They're all fans of Wicked. They're ready to see the movie. You get the big stars in the movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so they did. They all sat down, and everybody got to see this movie a month early. I think this is a Thanksgiving release, isn't it? Maybe it is a Christmas release. Can you see when this movie is actually coming out? Because they get to see this.
And by the way, the movie is Wicked. It wasn't just, like, Wicked Good premiere.
Wicked.
Yeah, the movie.
The movie is called Wicked.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's only, by the way, part one.
Right.
They've split the whole thing up. And, oh man, it's so funny. There's, I don't know if you are familiar with the stage show, but there's a controversy over the poster.
Yeah.
The poster is an animated, like a cartoon style drawing of Glinda, the good witch, whispering into the ear of Elphaba, also a good witch, as it turns out, the green lady. And her face is sort of half hidden by her witch's hat. And it's just a little, it's the picture from Wicked. And they semi-recreated that for the movie poster.
I'm looking at it now, but they recreated it with the stars of the show.
Right. So it's not a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look different there. It's a different production altogether than the people are so mad about it.
Well, anytime you address something that's had great success in one place,
form,
and often it's a book. Mm-hmm. Usually that's where you see the real outrage is a person who read the book, sees the movie and says, you've ruined it. So no surprise.
I will say if you've read the book Wicked and then you went and saw the play, you loved the play 10 times more than you loved the, even though you loved that book, you loved the play. It's, they made everything perfect. And so I don't know what their plan is with this. I've heard that they've made some changes to the story. I mean, it sounds like the basic story is there, but if you're a Wicked fan and you're excited about this, and I like that they make the movie a little bit different, because for anybody who's read the book and seen the show, seen the stage show, you'd want it to be not just a simple retelling. You'd want it to have its own spin.
It's coming out soon, November 22nd.
Okay, so it is the weekend before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Okay. So they got to see it early. Their Kim Kardashian's home was transformed. Listen to this. This is just so funny. This is the tone of this whole story. Kim Kardashian's home was transformed into a Wicked-themed fantasy land by the stars of the upcoming movie, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Yes, I'm sure they lugged in all the stuff and all the full-size, you know, Wicked posters were put up by them, and they rolled out that carpet. Kim said, the most magical pajama party. It does look absolutely magical. They're the entire family is there. The whole Kardashian-Jenner crew appears to be there. And then in the video, Kim says, I just came home. Look what we're watching tonight. Look what Cynthia and Ariana set up for us. I've never been more excited. Like, okay. This is just the best PR of all time. This is so smart. Whatever it costs the people who promote Wicked to get the card, because the Kardashians are psyched. I'd be psyched. People are psyched for this movie. And now they've got the exposure that they're getting from this is just amazing. It's amazing.
Well, the poster controversy is real. I looked that up you've been talking, and there's no question people have opinions, and Cynthia Erivo is bummed.
Yeah. Yup. Let's see. Now, all of them are gushing about the movie, because of course they are. Is there a hashtag ad in this thing at all? And there were all kinds of little things, you know, special pajamas that they all got to wear and special snacks and stuff like that. So it's just back to my original thought. It's good to be a Kardashian. Like, they are living the life. What are you smiling about?
The way you say snacks, it's like, you know, snacks. That doesn't sound delicious. Snacks.
Well, you should try some snacks and then you see if you like them or not. And don't write them off just because of the way I say them. Snacks are good.
Snacks.
Well, I'm just so annoyed because I'm jealous. Let's face it. I would love to be a Kardashian. I will pose all day long. That's fine. I'll do my duck lips and I'll stick my butt into a camera and, you know, that'll be.
That's all they do.
That's all they do all day. Good for them. That's all they have to do. They do their show. They act. They're so good at it. It's great. I especially like Khloe. She's my favorite. I've gone through a lot of transformations in my life.
I'm no longer me is what she should
here
say.
I am.
Yeah.
I look vaguely familiar to myself when I see myself in a mirror. I'm like, who are you?
I've erased everything about me.
Right.
I'm now just a bland Kardashian-esque person. Figurine.
And I'll end with this because of course they did. Rob Lowe say he and Demi Moore banged in the 80s. I don't know if he talked with her beforehand. It said, I'm going to say this, but he was on Kelly Ripa's podcast and he was talking, he gave details about it. So they were like in the Brat Pack, those 80s movies. And they were sort of, I feel like they were, well, obviously they're huge stars, both of them really. And they weren't in all of those movies, but they were in a lot of them.
They were in a couple.
They were. So they were in specifically St. Elmo's Fire. That was like the big one. And that's where I guess where they.
That's
they
had where an, all of them were.
Yes.
At one time.
Right. Yeah. The gathering. The Magic the Gathering. So Rob Lowe and Demi Moore, their on-screen romance briefly bled into reality, according to Rob Lowe. So he's on the podcast and she's talking about, you two have crazy good chemistry. And he says, of all the stuff I did in the 80s, if I had to pick one, it would for sure be the movie that they made together about last night. That's one of the favorite.
The one thing I liked doing was Demi Moore.
Yes, that was probably what he was thinking. So Kelly Ripa says, did you have a crush on her? Did you guys ever date? Did y'all date each other? Was it just like a big romp? And he said, yeah, yeah, it was a big, big sex orgy the whole time. He says, basically, he says, look, anytime you put 20-something men and women together, hookups are inevitable.
He's not wrong.
No, I'm sure they were all doing each other.
It's kind of big because he wrote that book, Stories I Only Tell My Friends, and it wasn't in there.
Oh.
And that's a great book, by the way. He inspired, he's one of the reasons I got sober was after I read that book. It was helpful for me.
No.
Yeah. Rob Lowe. He's the best.
But you read the book before you got clean?
Yeah.
All the problems you were having.
And you're reading Rob Lowe's
book.
And
Rob Lowe is the guy that inspired you to get pull yourself up.
It was in combination with
did someone recommend
everybody
that
else
as
going,
in,
you're a train wreck, dude.
I absolutely.
Read this book by Rob Lowe. It'll fix everything.
I absolutely feel the same way as you about finding things you can watch or read or sometimes that and more. That will inspire you to get your act together. Certainly there are movies that have been made, I'm surprised that you sat like Rob Lowe.
And when Chris Farley died, my wife was like, that could be you if you keep going. That was a real eye-opener, too.
Yeah. Well,
Farley?
I wasn't doing drugs like that or anything, but still, I was putting...
What year did he die?
Yeah, that seems like way longer ago than...
Yeah, I mean, that didn't happen when I'm just saying. There was a whole bunch of little things that just...
That added up to
it.
How long have you been sober?
It's been 10 years.
But with some...
Yeah.
Setbacks.
Had a couple setbacks.
Right.
Farley died in 97.
Yeah. But we were watching a documentary about his life.
Okay.
It came out and my wife was like...
What year was that? So it had to be...
I don't know. Right. But anyway, so...
Longer than 10 years ago.
Anyway. But Rob Lowe's the man.
Yeah, clearly. He's great. I like Rob Lowe. He doesn't seem to take himself all that seriously. He's always like in that, you see that Liberace movie? Isn't he the guy who's doing all the, he's a plastic surgeon and he's just a victim. And I don't know how they do it. Like a staple or tape or something. He was so yanked back and hilarious looking. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to, you can look like this. You too can have your face jacked. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
A major cryptocurrency theft scam and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I like where you're going with that, SZA. Let's dream about other planets. Saturn's kind of a stretch, you know, but it's nice.
Bye! I'm going to stay here. You guys have a good one.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. And they're going fast, so do not miss out. All this week, 8:05 in the morning, less than half an hour from now, and again at 9:05 today. Listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th. Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Woo!
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
Jack's.
Got you covered. Mm-hmm. You need some food. They're open.
Mostly sunny today, looking beautiful.
Oh, the sunrise is so gorgeous.
Out Studio 9's window as we speak. Just blue skies. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s.
Sweat.
Perfect, some might call it.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah.
For Monday night. Tonight.
Yes.
You can edit that. Wouldn't mind. Tonight, for Thursday Night Football, the very nice Minnesota Vikings will play the equally very nice Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, just a couple of nice guys hashing it out on the field.
Lovely fans.
Yeah, best fans. So happy.
It'll be a great game.
Right. Enjoy, everyone. So lucky to have that game. Woo. Is it the best game?
Okay. This story.
All right, I'm ready.
Now, listen, I want to, in advance, I just want to say, I have tried to make heads or tails of this story for hours now, so it's messy.
Okay.
There's a lot here.
Let's sort through it.
It's a tech crime, which, you know, we're not.
Right. We're not equipped for that. Somebody, go open up the dark web real quick. Let's hack in. Where's that button?
Two men, one from Miami, one from Los Angeles, have been charged in the $230 million cryptocurrency scam, where they got money out of a guy and then quickly laundered it through a bunch of apps, and somehow we're still caught, which I'm actually, that's part of the surprise here.
Because isn't everyone anonymous in the Bitcoin world? Your things are just numbers.
Here's how this worked. And part of the reason I wanted to do this story is just simply because these guys were able to do things that would make you or lead you to believe they were legit. So you'd go, okay, Google really did get in touch with me and tell me, you know, what's what. Federal prosecutors told a federal judge that a California man who faces criminal charges for stealing $230 million in Bitcoin from a Washington victim helped execute one of the largest cryptocurrency thefts from a single person in American history. Imagine you're sitting on $230 million of Bitcoin.
I think if you're sitting on $230 million of Bitcoin, losing that is you're still rich. I think because I don't know anybody who's got that kind of money who would have it all in Bitcoin.
What
right?
Unless
they had 25 coins from the get-go or something.
If you were an early crypto miner or one of those people who...
You diversify?
I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't you have someone tell you
if
to...
If you are... Look, I have a friend who's so into this stuff and diversification is not on his mind.
Mm.
He's like, this is where it's at. This is the growth market. The growth will go... He believes he will be one of these people someday. The person who had this much, and then it went to that much.
I just feel like if you're a regular guy and you suddenly find yourself with $230 million, and it's, even if it's going nowhere with up, you cash some of that in. Who among us wouldn't? Would you, if you had $230 million and was all in Bitcoin, what would you do?
I would cash it in.
Mm. Some of it, right?
Most of it, because I do believe.
I'd have done it when it got to 50 million.
That if I'm in a situation where there's 50 million, I would have two.
Right.
There
it'd be really hard to get to 230.
I would be able to say, that's now that I've had a couple kids and I see myself where I'm at in the world as I stand today, I would say to myself, 50 million can keep my kids rolling.
It's more than enough.
Into the grave.
Yep.
I mean, they could blow it, but that'll be on them. But I'm able to make sure they're covered and then they can go work whatever they want to do for fun.
Sure. They can be painters.
Whatever.
Singers.
Whatever.
Right.
So I would probably do that. You're right. But not everybody is that. Some people are just single people who are like, look at that thing grow.
Yeah. Here's what I want to know. In this story, which I get that I'm asking questions you probably don't know. I want to know who this guy is who had $230 million in Bitcoin and how many billions is that person actually worth?
Okay, well, let's see if we can get. I don't know if they're going to put his name in the story. It's a messy, messy story. Okay. They say here, these two criminals were able to pass themselves off as technical support staff for Google and Gemini Crypto Exchange to gain access to this victim's account, acting as if they needed to assist with the security breach. They've been charged.
Oh, my God.
Again, with taking this guy's money and then laundering it.
How do you even launder money? I still don't really understand what laundering money is.
They moved it through multiple crypto exchanges is the way that they laundered it. And they also had, they say, professional money launderers helping them as well.
I just don't understand. When is it clean?
It's clean when the money is spendable. And as far as the tax ban is concerned, you've only earned a little bit of it.
I see.
So that you've got some that.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the whole of Ozark with the whole money line. I'm like, I still don't really quite understand.
These two guys called the victim posing as a member of a Google security team and told the individual they would have to shut down his account unless he verified certain information. They managed to obtain just enough access to the victim's Google Drive, where they found personal finance info, such as the location of his cryptocurrency holdings with Gemini. Oh, isn't Gemini their version of ChatGPT?
I truly do not know.
I think it is. Or is Gemini their Siri?
I don't know. I thought they had Cortana.
Cortana.
Gemini is an AI-powered assistant from Google that can help with a variety of tasks, including research, sales, marketing, and education.
Is that who is popping up whenever I Google anything anymore?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So who the hell is Cortana? Is that
just
the
through
lady?
This phone call, they were able to get enough information that led them to more information and led them to this guy's money. Then one of the other guys called the victim back, this time portraying himself as Gemini support representatives.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, he and his co-conspirators messaged each other on Discord and Telegram. These are messaging apps, I believe. Strategizing how to manipulate the man into providing keys to his cryptocurrency holdings. So these people are working. There's more going on. That often I feel this way. What? Come on. What's one person going to be able to pull? It's not always one person.
Well, and it's $230 million. I'm sure there are people like, yeah, I'll help you with that. What am I going
to
be?
I have to believe there are even people who are willing to do this for a lot less.
Yeah.
These scams. I mean, right.
Well, yeah.
It's easy money.
What are those people who are trying to blackmail me want? They want like $3,500 or something?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what they're asking for. A different one all the time, though.
It's your blackmail. What do you mean you can't remember?
I just can't. I don't look at it. I looked at the first one, and now every time I see my phone number with a Google map shot of my house, I'm like, oh, it's the blackmail people again.
You want to hear something weird?
Yes.
Never got one. Was in the studio with you when you got one?
Yes.
Next day, I got one.
The same one that I got?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I think everyone's got those by now.
I know, but it was just very
scary.
Weird timing. Like,
I mean, if you were actually someone who was looking at bad stuff on the internet, because I think that's what they said, right? Like, oh, you're looking at, we'll send your browser history to everybody you know.
Go ahead.
Like, okay, go ahead.
Do you guys remember when all of those Hollywood starlets' nude photos were leaked?
And Fappening?
They called it the Fappening, and everyone was like, oh my God, someone was able to hack these people. And then it turns out that's not really what happened. They were manipulating the emails, and these people, these starlets, were giving away their information, and that's how they got into these people's accounts. It sounds like that's kind of what happened here.
They tricked some key information out of this guy.
Yes. So they say they have screenshots provided by the Justice Department showing that this guy proposed telling the victim his private keys had been leaked, I guess, onto the dark web, and he should conduct a Google search of his private key. And so he entered his private key on his personal computer into the Google search to see if it would come up. Meanwhile, this guy was sitting there with full access to that. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So if you get someone's IP address, can't you, like, isn't there a way to mirror what's on their computer so he could literally watch what someone was typing into that?
100%. Yep.
Oh my
So
God.
I know many of you are super schooled in this stuff and you're like, you dunces.
We are dunces.
Not
that
all of
true.
Us, though, are. And I think most of us are probably pretty naive about what capabilities are out there.
6/10 of a Bitcoin, and I have absolutely no idea how to get it off the app that it's on. Zero idea. And no one is like signing up to help me with this. I've asked everybody.
Anyway, this person eventually downloaded a remote access program to his computer, which gave this crook real-time access to the individual's desktop. So they have multiple ways into this guy's stuff, and he lost $230 million.
Oh, my God. So now you're telling me all these agencies are involved in this. What possible recovery can this guy hope for? Is there a way to get at least some of this money back?
They have retrieved some of the money, but these two criminals were living high life.
They were. Still, $230 million, take you a while to go through
One
that.
One of the crooks immediately began renting a $47,500 per month rental home in Encino.
In Encino?
In Encino.
Shoot higher, dude. Like, I'm sure your $47,000 a month will go a little further
The other criminal was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars per night at LA nightclubs.
Wow.
And purchased custom Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and Porsches.
Well, as far as they were concerned, they were 230 millionaires.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So to go back, once this guy opened, let me see if I can find
it here. That's incredible.
While watching each move the victim made on his computer, Serrano manipulated him. This is one of the criminals being charged, into opening files with private keys to over 4,100 bitcoins valued at $230 million. This person with all that Bitcoin was naive enough to not know that this is possible.
Could happen, right?
That's really as much a surprise as any of this, because if you're that deep into crypto, you should know more about the internet than he apparently did.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he asked for it, but
maybe he's that guy. He just had some money to put in, and now he's like, I feel mystified by it still. I sort of get it. Riley tries to explain it to me all the time.
Before the phone call was ended with the victim, his co-conspirators had cleaned out this person's cryptocurrency holdings.
And now he thinks that he's on the phone with the people who might be able to help him to get those things back. He's like, oh God, they are all gone.
Once they took hold of the Bitcoin, prosecutors say they had to split it five ways between the members of the conspiracy.
Wow.
And then they started living the high life with luxury cars, private jets, international travel, and expensive rental homes in Miami and LA. Encino, though, what?
I know. I'm sure there's lavish places in Encino.
There's lavish places everywhere, but Encino?
I know. Go for the water, dude. Go by that place that Kanye demolished.
One of the guys was arrested shortly after traveling from LA to Miami via private jet.
Oh.
At the time, he was renting two Miami mansions and had purchased a $2 million watch and a Lamborghini Revuelto. $1 million.
This is, honestly, these are people who like maybe expected to be caught or something, because they are blowing through. You've split the 230 five ways. You know, you're talking less than 50 million a piece. Like, it's a lot of money. And most people could live on that, but not with two houses in Miami and a Lamborghini and all.
Well,
they're like spending through it.
Sarah, they're criminals. They are just as simply saying to themselves, there's more where this came from.
Oh boy.
We just
this
pulled
worked.
Off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. They just pulled it off.
Yeah. Hey guys, let's catch up in 3 months and see if there's any other suckers we can get to tell us their keys. And Bitcoin, I mean, it's so difficult to figure that out. And that's part of it, is it's like a truly anonymous thing. You need to know your credentials, and that's that. Like, I can't believe they were even able to find these guys.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Are there smart people weighing in?
Well, there's a few people. 510 says, hey, Vin, I think that a certain percentage of people who bought Bitcoin did it because of FOMO, and they really didn't know what they were getting into.
Yeah. Ding, ding, shame.
Encino, says 408, is a very rich city with beautiful multi-million dollar homes. The Jacksons live there.
Oh.
Okay. If you say.
Never really hear. I hear about Encino Man, you know.
Is, what's Sarah, that guy's name? Says 415.
Yes, dear.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Let me help you with your crypto.
Thank you. Please help me.
Just here, email
let me send you the keys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? If only I had the keys. I have no freaking idea.
Guys, Encino's super posh. Gwen Stefani lives there. There's some giant homes. Okay. You know, I grew up in Irvine, California.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Orange County. And the town right near my town was Santa Ana. Santa Ana is where you went. They would sell beer to a 12-year-old there. Like, it is not a good part of town. That is
the
place
bag of weed and a six
where
pack,
you'd go to
set.
Buy a $5 bag of weed and you'd leave with sticks and stems and be like, I scored. Like, that's Santa Ana that I remember, is that I could walk up. My little brother walked. He rode up on his bike and bought a six pack at a liquor store there and rode away on his bike.
They were like, well, at least he won't be drunk driving.
Like, that's the Santa. Now, I see stories all the time about how there's multi-million dollar homes and it's one of the great places in California. And I'm like, okay, you say so. Certainly Encino may have come a long way. Mm. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Isn't that right by Studio City? That's like where the 405 goes over from the valley. Feel like it's the valley.
It is
like,
the valley.
To me, I'm like, if I'm rich and famous, I don't want to live in the valley. Valley's where all the smog gets caught.
And it's hot.
Ugh, I know.
415 says, Vin, I think you mean they laundered the money.
They did laundro it, yeah.
Oh, God.
Gar, 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 gar.
Sarah, Era. You launder money by having an REO Speedwagon concert. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. That is true. That's an Ozark thing. Oh. Hey, this guy wants us to launder some money. We down? Yeah. Okay, great. Good. You got it, dude. We're in.
808 says, Maddie has the best voice on radio. Happy to have him back on the show.
Really?
Anastasia.
Oh, my God. Anastasia. That sounds...
Thank you.
Nice lady. Hi.
He's available. I mean, he's kind of playing coy with it.
He's super available. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
But he's also available.
But you could kick down that door and be like, I'm here for my prize.
I'm on Instagram, MattyStaudt. There you go.
Oh, boy.
I just posted a picture of the beautiful sunrise.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sensitive. God, you really got it all. So people can DM you there then, Maddie.
Sure.
That might be an interesting read. Hand me your phone.
Oh,
you should see his face when I said that. He went red.
Let's take some screenshots of your DM and post those. How about that, buddy?
Post those up. That'd be fun.
Come on, it's part of the job.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Alice in Wonderland tickets plus a mini game.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.